Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
And that is what some of you were. 1 Corinthians 6:11. After listing some of the worst sins imaginable, Paul told the Corinthians, and that is what some of you were, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So, before you pass sentence on someone else, remember what God has lifted you out of. Many of us think a good sermon is one that zooms straight over our head to tap our neighbour between the eyes. In Scripture, the word restore has two shades of meaning. One is to remove a tumour. A tumour can kill you, and it needs to be removed. Paul writes, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. In this way, you will fulfil the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 1-2. Make no mistake, sharing someone's shame and humiliation can be a burden. Nevertheless, we should give special attention to those who are in the family of believers. Galatians 6:10. If you tend to be quick to condemn others, something we have all done from time to time, ask yourself this question. If people don't find grace among the people who preach it, where can they find it? The other means is to reset a broken bone. Scripture tells us Christ makes us one body, connected to one another. Romans 12:5. In fact, your spiritual family is more important than your earthly family because it will last forever. By lifting a fallen family member, you will help heal their pain and enable them to become a vital, functioning part of Christ's body again. So the word for today is this: be a restorer.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.